Now, this week's quiz question involves a little bit of brain power because we're being asked, how many do you get if you add a baker's dozen to a score? How many do you get if you add a baker's dozen to a score? This article comes from the Halster Gazette and is a heartbreaking message of thanks to the town of Colchester and supporters of Colchester Zoo. And it comes from the managing director, Dominique Troppiano. Of all the challenges Colchester Zoo has faced, the coronavirus lockdown is probably the hardest. Being closed for Easter has been a strange feeling. The zoo has been closed to visitors, something we have not experienced since taking over in 1983, possibly even since the zoo opened its doors since the 60s. We find it difficult to hold normal daily conversations, meeting as a team, or to plan much for the future. Perhaps just a state of limbo. Some staff have gone off on furlough. Many remain in the animal department, maintenance, and other important sectors, adhering to the rules with great care. And the happy news I can report is up till now, all of our employees are safe and healthy. Keeping the zoo and the public in touch has been exciting and given everyone some impetus, keeping many busy and engaged with a degree of success. It is where you appreciate the multi-skills of the animal care team, being zookeepers obviously, but they can switch to being a presenter, interviewers and actors too, showing great camera skills. How can we acknowledge and thank the support we have received since closing down from so many members of the public, including some lovely words of support but also some generous donations. We will publish the final amounts raised at a later stage, but how grateful and privileged we are that under extremely difficult circumstances, people are so generous and willing to help us secure the future of the zoo. We do know this is a time when so many organisations need and deserve some financial support, and we are grateful that people have chosen the zoo, and we will ensure that every penny is spent wisely. I can report that all the funding allocated to the many worldwide projects we support have been made. Plus, we completed the payment of the wages of staff who work on the private nature reserve in South Africa, Umfafa. This is so important, as one pay packet will feed up to 12 people, either family or even neighbours who need support during such a hard time. So it is comforting to know we are helping people in Umfafa so much. All our zoo suppliers have also been paid and we are up to date. All of this has been achieved with our own money, originally available and earmarked for development, but transferred to ensure that we meet all of our financial obligations. This crisis is life-changing. We have to learn from what is happening and adjust. Easter is an important time of year within the hospitality industry, always hoping for a good start for the year with good numbers for Easter. This year, we wanted the new ticket office building and the new guest services office ready. We also upgraded the cherry-crowned Manga Bay's indoor enclosure, but we really have been affected, and for the first time, Easter will go ahead without the completion of any projects. I hope you will keep safe. Enjoy Easter the best you can under the circumstances, but remember, no rules must be broken. A huge thank you from me, all of our employees, and the animals, of course, who are doing well at the moment, for your support, kindness, and generosity. We will never forget it, and we will remain positive by saying we will see you again soon. Take care.